On behalf of my mother, Noelle, my sisters, Magda, Marianne, and their families, and on behalf of myself, my wife, Iman, and our children, Daniel and Anne, I'd like to thank all of you for coming to pay respect to my dad, Kamal Farid Masiha. I'd like to especially recognize those who came from afar, all our family and extended family and friends from Montreal, my cousin Michel and his wife from Toronto. I also like to thank all my colleagues and friends from the Canadian Space Agency who came yesterday and are here today. You all honored us by your presence. There are so many people that I'd like to thank for sharing their love and time with my father, especially in his last years. But I think especially of Dr. Muhib Ibrahim, whom I thank for not only his excellent medical advice, which helped us overcome many obstacles and wrinkles in Dad's long journey, but for being there for Dad all the time and any time. I have to admit now that at times I was kind of jealous for Muhib, because when Dad was forgetting a lot of names and a lot of people around him, he would never forget Muhib. He was very special to him. I also want to recognize the tireless effort of many people from our congregation, like Sam and Miret Abdullah, Iman Ibrahim, Amira Hanna, and many others. They helped us so much, especially in the past weeks. You certainly made our life much easier by simply being very nice. I wish to thank a very special person too, Mrs. Saskia Milan and her husband, Gary. Saskia was Dad's health care provider, and she was more like his daughter. Their continuous support and sustained love to both my mother and father was very much appreciated. We often called Saskia her dad's guardian angel, and she truly was. Now, I can't find enough words to thank Father Shenouda, Father Mikhail, Father Anthony, Father Bachomius, and all the priests and congregation of all the Coptic Orthodox churches in Ottawa and St. Anthony Monastery for their love, prayers, support, and service, not only to Dad, but to our entire family over the past decades. There are so many of you who have shown love to our family in the past years, months, and even days, that I can't mention all of them by name. Our Lord knows of your love and devotion, and we are so grateful to have you all. Please forgive me for not mentioning every one of you by name. And certainly last, but by no means least, I especially want to thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for his unwavering love, mercy, patience, and support. For the sake of brevity, I'd give a very brief chronological summary of my dad's life for those of you who are not familiar. My dad was born in 1926 in Cairo, Egypt. He had two brothers and two sisters, and they were all fortunate to be raised in a home that was just a couple of blocks away from St. Mary Church in Zaytun, where our Virgin Mother Mary, a famous apparition, took place in 1968. In 1957, Dad got his doctorate degree from Sorbonne in France. He had since been teaching in many countries around the world and authored many books. In 1958, he married my mom, Noelle, and a few years later gave birth to my sister Magda and my brother Georges, whom we sadly lost in his first year. And then to myself and our youngest sister, Marianne. In 67, we immigrated to the United States, and in 72 was our first landing in Canada in Montreal. Thanks to the encouragement and support of Uncle Helmi Rizallah and Tante Fariel, they were about the only people we knew back then. Dad had very few hobbies, but he had many qualities. He was a very humble, patient, hopeful, and peaceful person. But perhaps the most enduring quality he possessed was that of his strengths. In illness, he was a fighter. From his dealing with dementia for decades, to heart problems, kidney failure, diabetes, disabling arthritis, and finally cancer and a stroke. We don't recall him ever complaining of pains or aches. Until his passing, he was hardly on any kind of painkillers. Advil and Tylenol is probably all he had. He always had faith and hope that he could get better and even walk again. And many times he actually challenged and surprised his doctors of how well he recovered. His strengths at work would keep him going at times for days and nights until the job gets done with the level of precision that he wants. When Dad was almost 80 years old, he was still lecturing at Ottawa University and in Gatineau, and returning by public transit late at night, even in the coldest nights of the year. Dad's strength in his self-control was demonstrated even in simple things, like food. He taught himself and most of us to eat anything that is put on the table, regardless of how it looks or tastes. And his strength in silence. Many of you who were close to Dad would know that he spoke very little. He was a man of very few words and was often slow in responding. He would take his time to analyze the situation and choose his words, even in the most challenging times. His favorite say was, "If words were silver, silence is gold." He truly taught us how to think of what we say, because words said cannot be retrieved. This also carried over to his defense of people, particularly members of the clergy. He never liked to hear anything negative said about a priest, regardless of the situation. He often said, "This was God's choice. Who are we to comment?" I don't think I could conclude this speech without mentioning his grandchildren, his great joy of life. He was so proud of each of them, and sometimes even exaggerated about their achievements, but always with a focus on wanting them to be better people than they were already. Those of you who joined us yesterday in the visitation hall may have noticed the interesting memories each of them had with their grandpa, displayed by means of pictures, slideshow, words, and memorabilia. I'm so proud to see all his grandchildren here with us today, especially Danny and Sylvia, who came from Vancouver and Hawaii and left recent jobs and family behind. To my father, I hope and pray that I will join you in paradise someday soon, as the Lord sees fit. Your epitaph was drawn from Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, and it reads, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Dad, I thank you for your love, patience, long-suffering, and guidance in my life. But I especially thank the Lord who guided you and us all these years for his unfailing love, patience, mercy, and forgiveness. To him be the glory always. Amen. Thank you.